soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on February 23rd, 2016. This is a very serious and a very grieving message, but I'm instructed by the Lord to bring this contents of this message. I'm so grieved, I'm so disturbed over what men have done in the name of Jesus Christ, and how they have treated my God, my Father, who's so pure and holy and deserves to be honored and treated right, and my Savior, Jesus, who is so good and faithful with such integrity and perfection of service to his Father, and has been maligned and misrepresented by men and women that say they know him, that say they love him, that say they serve him, but lie. This message is a warning to them, and it is a warning to people that profess to follow Jesus Christ to take heed, to not believe every spirit, but to test the spirits to see whether they're of God, and to examine doctrine, teaching, that it be sound according to godliness and the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, don't choose teachers following men that make merchandise of you, teaching you things that they ought not. Or even they could be like the Pharisees and the scribes, the ones that Jesus said woe unto because of their hypocrisy, because of their lack of love for God and judgment and mercy. But yet they would tithe anise, cumin and mint, crossing land and sea to make a proselyte, and when they were finished, they made twice the child of hell than themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last days, and this message today is called The Lord Gods of the Mega Churches. There's nothing new under the sun, it's written. And what is wrong today was wrong yesterday. And it was wrong thousands of years ago. Nothing changes regarding corruption and the sins of men. Throughout time, there are few that choose another path, a straight and narrow way that leads to life. It's a lonely, solitary path that has few on it. The masses of people are likened to cows, the cows of Bashan in Amos chapter 4, grazing and oblivious to reality, feeding themselves without fear or the love for God. Just following on with the crowd into oblivion, that's the way it is. And I speak of apostasy and religious corruption that befalls the masses of institutional forms of Christianity. And as Israel and Judah erred before God and received many judgments by God, so too have various forms of institutionalized, quote, churches, fallen into the same sins, one by one. Did they learn from the failures of Israel and Judah? No. God had these things written so those who would follow in time would learn the result to do parting from the living God. You have the same result. God hates these things that are contrary to godliness. He has given everything that we could be redeemed from corruption and walk in unity with him. He's given us the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. He's provided his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that died for us, bearing in his own body our sins. Jesus rose again from the dead. There's no excuse, ladies and gentlemen. We can be his sons and daughters where he dwells within us. And there are seven promises listed in the Word in this regard in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He will be our God. We can be his people. But there's a cost and a standard that is required by the Lord. Today I have viewed an example of an exalted man as a master over religious people that do not know any better. He's just one example of countless millions, I dare say. A man that speaks silly messages filled with chaff and leaven. A man that has not sought the Lord nor heard him. A man that is puffed by his own imaginations. It's so sad. It's pathetic. Is this not what Jesus spoke specifically about when he rebuked the blind guides? Jesus said the leaders of apostasy were blind, spiritually blind. They could not see. Isaiah spoke the same thing in Isaiah 29, 10 through 13. Ezekiel 2, all the prophets and disciples of the Lord have eyes to see and can see this. And in hearing, they understand. Their hearts are receptive. They have sanctified the Lord, and thus they see with his eye, not the eye of religion. The blind guides lead the blind. How pathetic. Where does a blind man lead another blind man? Into the ditch. Run from these corruptors. Test the spirit. Judge the fruit. Weigh the doctrines. Walk with the humble, obedient, not the arrogant rebels. The Lord would say, choose the right way and walk in it. Choose the Lord. There are so many men that use the Lord for their own agenda of grandeur. They are not only double-minded, but mega-minded. I find them schizophrenic, really, as they prophesy and conjure imaginations and tout them to the people in God's name. This is so evil, it cannot be covered over or ignored. We must warn the wicked. We must warn the simple-minded also to take heed. Let's see how God addresses this in the Word. God said of the religious apostate leaders in Psalm 82, verse 6 and 7, I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Unusual text. Jesus quoted it in John 10, 34. He addressed the same thing. When he came to his own, and his own received him not, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. In the Old Testament, God called these men, quote, Elohim in Hebrew, and it means magistrate, power, and authority. In general, it doesn't mean divinity, though it could be used in reference to the father or false divinities of the heathen. And God was saying, you're as great ones because you're children of God or created by God, but you are truly base and vulnerable to death. He also stated that they would fall like one of the princes. This is interesting because it appears that God is talking about one of the fallen angels who rebelled against God and were cast down. When Jesus addresses this, the Jews were taking up stones to stone Jesus. Isn't that nice spiritual activity? We see this continually with the Jews throughout history as it is written. And Jesus said that they had killed all the prophets and stoned those that were sent to them, Matthew 23, verse 37. And Paul confirms this, 1 Thessalonians 2:15, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God and are contrary to all men. Again, nothing is new under the sun. Why does God send prophets to the religious people? Ask yourself, why? It's because they have not heeded his voice and have gone astray. It is God documenting his warning to them. God sends an ambassador to represent him and speak in his name. Read the prophets, read the Psalms, read the Gospels, read the epistles and Acts, and you'll see God sends his disciples to speak his word and bring correction and instruction from the Lord. Psalms 2, verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. That's the spiritual leaders. We know this because of Acts 4. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The first part of this Psalms 2 is vital to understand also. There's a cabal of rebellion by secular powers of the world, known as kings, and apostate religious leaders that conspire against God and his Son Jesus. They cast aside the yoke of the Lord. They refuse to submit to him. But he warns, he urges, he shall surely judge them and speak in his hot displeasure and vex them. But note in verse 10, God appeals to this merger of rebellion, quote, be wise and instructed. This is ominous. The people think they've gotten away with their sin. They think God won't act. Oh, but he will. And his judgment is at hand. The judge is at the door. Let's talk about the gods of these churches. There are so many charlatans who masquerade as serving God. It is sickening. It's grieving. Paul said so. He had the same witness as I. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 17. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. The word corrupt is peddle, as in peddling the word of God for filthy lucre. Turning God's word into a product to be sold and bought. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm so grieved as I have seen and noted how men set themselves up before the eyes of religious people. They literally set themselves up on a stage with all the props of lights, camera, and action. Such atrocious, hypocritical acting, a part as the Pharisees and the scribes did that Jesus chided in Matthew 23, for example. They love the praise of men. They love to look spiritual in the eyes of man. They love titles that set them up over people. They forgot God is real. People, money, and pleasure are more real and more important to them. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ. This is what Paul wrote, Philippians 3, verse 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Note again, many, many, Paul says. And why are they enemies? Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. These enemies will be destroyed, it says. Their true God is their natural, out-of-control, selfish appetites. They glory and boast of shameful things, though they think they're esteemed. They love this present world. They can't stop speaking of it. I'm going to talk now about a very specific example of a god, of an idol, of an Elohim, of the church land. And I've observed this young man that have believed the lie of the devil as he lifts him up on a pedestal to be praised by men. Remember, the devil savors not the things of God, but that be of man. The devil's man-centered. His sons are man-centered. These are the true Satanists. And I see how men exalt themselves and package themselves as a celebrity. They use devices of speech, whereas Paul, an apostle of Jesus, did not. Paul spoke in the power of God. These men use fancy and fad language to draw crowds and not disciples of Jesus. These men find power in their clothing and style. Even tattoos and spiked hair seems to be the current mode of operandi. And I speak of a man who's an up-and-coming future, quote, Billy Graham, among the evangelical brand of Christianity. He's a Calvary Chapel cultist. Look up that word cult and understand. Jesus tells it like it is. And happy are you if you're not offended in him. He sends his messengers as the Father sends his also. Prophets, scribes, and wise men, the Lord Jesus said, he would send. But he also said that some of them would be killed, imprisoned, and even beaten in your synagogues, known as churches today. Take a look in a lexicon. You'll see it so. A synagogue is a place of worship. Today a church has become a place and not the people, as the Word of God teaches. The church world long ago adapted the same procedure and the same dynamic as apostate rabbinic Judaism, which killed Jesus and persecuted all those sent to them. The rulers of the synagogues were the masters over the heritage of God. And Jesus said his kingdom is not governed in this matter. Matthew 20, verse 25, Mark 10, 42. He said that all the disciples were brethren, and that there was only one master, and that was Jesus. Read Matthew 23:8-10. Matthew 23:8-10. Oh, there's elders, yes, but they're not overlords, as Peter instructed in 1 Peter 5:1-3. Paul, an apostle of Jesus, trained by Jesus, got rid of all the Pharisaical teaching training that he learned in the schools of the masters of the rabbis. He was taught by Jesus, having heard him and been taught by him, because the truth is in Jesus, Ephesians 4:20 and following. And so should we. Paul himself set the example of working with his own hands, not desiring other people's gold or silver or clothing. Acts chapter 20. Paul insisted, commanded, that those who do not follow his example avoid. It was a command. But the droves of churchgoers disobey the commandment of the Lord in the Word of God in the New Testament. So what are these churches that have masters over the people? Are they in the kingdom of God? Are they truly ministers of Jesus, though they don't keep his word? Can that really be possible? I believe there are people that are born again, even disciples or saved people, that are in corrupt systems of men. But God is calling them out. That's what the Greek word that's translated as church means. It means called out. An assembly of people that have Jesus as shepherd and Lord, and the Spirit of God is given to each member of the body of Christ, in which there's one body, one shepherd, one spirit, one faith. But what has man done? Countless schisms, sects, and divisions. Named after this name, that name, and even worse, incorporating and forming an alliance with secular governments. How has churchianity been able to get away with this atrocity of violating the Word of God in so many ways? If people only truly did what Jesus said to do, this would not be possible. And if people would not buy, then the sellers would not be able to sell. It's so simple. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Jeremiah 7 all talk about the Father's house being turned into a den of thieves and robbers, with buying, selling, and those that created what to be sold, and the money changers. What has Jesus instructed for all to do? Come unto me. Follow me. Learn of me. Seek me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Well, what are you going to do? What is it you want? Do you want Jesus? Again, so true, nothing is new under the sun, for even in Jeremiah's day he cried against this thing of the departing from the Lord. Isaiah 2, the people refuse to follow the Lord himself and insist on a God-man to touch, see, and hear. They want a charming charmer to charm them. They boast in their leader, the pastor master. It's so grieving and quenching of the Spirit of God. Now, I was speaking of the men who are on the stages. They have backdrops on stage with symbols that are actually pyramids. I've seen it. They associate with other men doing the same shtick, and they have pyramid logos for their, quote, church. And truly, it is their church, and it's not the Lord's church. They name their churches. They call it a fad name that sells as any popular franchise fast food restaurant. If that's what you want, then you can have it. God's not going to force you to follow him. It's a perfect giveaway, really. Pyramids? Have you never heard of Egypt? Have they not known of the Illuminati and the symbols of its rebellion, even on the money? Are they foolish and blind? Ignorant? Have they not read the builders that build but reject the cornerstone that is the very Lord himself? Oh, they have another God themselves. They are the Satanists that love their Lord Satan, the adversary of God. They themselves are the adversaries of the Lord. The Pharisees, the rulers of the synagogues, the gospel merchants, the buyers and the sellers, those who sit in the seat of selling doves, and don't forget the money changers. It's a big system, ladies and gentlemen, big business. And they're the CEOs, the God lords, the masters of the churches, linked, yoked, joined with Babylon, fornicating kings of the earth. Their allegiance is to deceive the masses. They enjoy the pay. Why, they're convinced. They believe they will never die since they trust in the lie of the beginning in the garden by the serpent. Time is short, ladies and gentlemen. These men shall proceed no further. Their folly shall be made known, says the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:9. It is hard to imagine this truth, but God has enemies. Yes, people that literally hate him. How is it possible? I don't get it, but it's true. He said so. God has been so hurt by this. And I know that I know that I know that he will not tolerate it much longer. God said, I have held back for a long time. I've restrained myself, but now will I shout as a woman in travail and as a mighty man drunk with wine. Isaiah 42, 13 through 14, Psalm 78, 65. God's enemies, those who hate him and despise him, refusing that he rule over them. Oh, they say, our tongue is our own, our life is our own, we'll do as we please. We have this surety. We can know them as it is written, ladies and gentlemen. Those who speak of the world are of the world. And those who do not speak according to the word of God is because there's no light in them. And when they speak of themselves, it's because they seek their own glory, not the Lord's. They will not hear God's word because they are not of God. These are the telltale signs of the false ministries, the false apostles, the false prophets, the false Christ, the false teachers, the false shepherds. You shall know them by their fruit.